In a landmark case that significantly will limit the reach of the 1972 Clean Water Act, the Supreme Court has ruled that states and municipalities should make local land use decisions involving wetlands. The case focused on a tract of ponds and bird habitat in the Chicago suburbs that local authorities want to use for waste disposal. From Chicago Public Radio, Jody Becker reports.
The tangle of trees and brush dotted by dozens of tiny ponds on the northwestern edge of Cook County certainly doesn't look like much, and no one has ever argued that endangered birds are using the site. But 23 Chicago suburbs looking for a place to throw their garbage bought the 533 acres 16 years ago, and they've been battling for the right to dump there ever since. That's because birds found these abandoned gravel pits first and used the spot as a seasonal stopover and hatchery. There's a rare heron rookery on the site, and sandhill cranes, ducks, geese, and dozens of other species are regularly spotted on the land. So even though local government signed off on a landfill, the Army Corps of Engineers intervened. It told the suburbs that because the birds are part-time residents of the wetlands, putting a dump there would be illegal. The suburbs bristled at the suggestion that they couldn't use land they owned and were planning to carefully develop as an environmentally sound landfill, and they've spent millions of dollars fighting ever since. George Van Dusen is the mayor of Skokie, one of the suburbs that owns the site. He says the suburbs won the right to dump for one basic reason.
Common sense prevailed.
He says that's because the court simply couldn't find any national interest in the small ponds on the land.
We have given assurances to the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency that go beyond anything that is required at any level of government in the country for this kind of project. We wanted the security in knowing that it is going to be the most environmentally safe project that is imaginable.
A self-proclaimed lifelong liberal and environmentalist who spearheaded his community's massive recycling efforts, Van Dusen seems more likely to agree with the words of the dissent in yesterday's decision. Writing for the minority, Justice John Paul Stevens conjured the image of Ohio's Cuyahoga River in 1969, ablaze with a slick of industrial waste, prompting Congress to pass the Clean Water Act 3 years later. Skokie's mayor says it felt a bit strange to be handed a victory by the court's conservative majority, but he'll live with the dissonance. Yesterday's ruling doesn't strip environmental groups of their advocacy rights, but it does appear to limit Washington's ability to protect land and other natural resources. And that means legitimate national interests are at stake, according to Howard Lerner, executive director of the Environmental Law and Policy Center in Chicago.
The public looks to both our federal government and our state government to do the environmental protection that reflects our values.
Lerner says though the ruling doesn't limit Congress's right to protect major bodies of water like Lake Michigan, habitat and hiking areas all over the country might be threatened. He says Congress needs to make clear its intent about how far it wants to go in protecting natural resources, large and small.
We're at sort of a fork in the road here. Either we need Congress to make clear under the Clean Water Act that these community waterways and wetlands should be protected, or the administrative agencies will be hamstrung.
Meanwhile, some residents of the suburbs fighting for the dump say even though the case was decided in favor of their town, they'd actually prefer the land be protected by the federal government. Catherine Weeks is a realtor who's lived in Evanston for more than 25 years.
I'm really in favor of protecting the natural environment whenever possible, and it seems to me that there must be other alternatives to getting rid of waste without ruining our ecological balance.
Tonight, the board of the Solid Waste Agency of Northern Cook County will meet to decide how to start clearing the land to make way for their dump. For NPR News, I'm Jody Becker in Chicago.